Hi everyone, and welcome back to Change Narratives. This is Dumebi, and as usual, I'm here to say thank you. Thank you so much for engaging with our content, for liking, for following, for reposting. Everything you have been doing to support our brand has actually been what has been pushing us each day. And I am immensely grateful for the opportunity to bring you the stories every week. Remember, we go live on Fridays at 8 p.m. Today is Friday. And we're taking the time to sort of backtrack to see how far we've come and what's out there and what to expect in the next couple of weeks. So we've been taking the time to edit, re-edit, to work on new stuff to bring to you. And that's why I'm here. So what I did today was, since it's just me and my ever able director isn't here, I'm going to be consulting my screen just so I can make sure I do not forget anything that I have to tell you, because I have so much to tell you and it would really, really suck to miss out on the important things. So I think we should start first of all by acknowledging that small wins matter. Just 2 weeks ago, if you were following our social media channels, you would see that we posted that we had gotten to our 8th upload on RSS.com. So whether you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, it doesn't really matter. If you have an account on RSS.com, you could always go on there and search for Change Narratives and see all the things we have made. And because we're trying to be here for you, we're trying to make sure that you don't miss out on anything whatsoever, our website is live. We posted about this last week, but we did it as sort of a soft launch, which we're still working on. We're always here to make things better. So the soft launch of the website was basically with a blog post about why storytelling truly matters, the truth about it, and what it could potentially do. Basically what we are doing here at Change Narratives. And I think also going through the website could give you a sense of what we are trying to achieve in the next couple of months. Practically weeks, to be honest, because I'm really excited to bring you new and fresh stuff before the year ends. So let's term it as weeks. So on the website, once you go on there, you can actually sign up to get monthly newsletters. Pretty cool, right? You could send us messages. Trust me, I'm actually behind the scenes looking out for any messages that you have to send. So I promise that all of these messages, you'd get full attention. We're waiting to hear your feedback and whatever suggestions you could possibly have. Because we're open to it, we can't tell any stories without you and without your honest feedback. So please feel free to shoot us messages on the inquiry form and the contact us form, however you want to reach us. Our numbers are there, emails are there. Feel free to reach out anytime, any day. On the website, it shows that we're open from Mondays to Sundays, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. because we're here. Like, we're very excited to bring you such cool stuff. And on the website, you should be able to see that we have some of our content on there. So if you haven't had the chance to go on our YouTube, on our Spotify, RSS, or Apple Podcasts, now you can actually go on the website and click on our content and it takes you straight to all the amazing stuff that we have. Pretty cool, right? I know. I'm also very excited. I swear, anytime I go on the website and I see what's on there, it's very exciting to see how far we've come. And this is just since, I think, August? Yeah, August. And then on the same website, we'll be featuring guest contributions. We have so many people we're going to get on board to share their stories, whether it's by blog posts, whether it's by stories, even without us having to reach out to those people, whether they're industry leaders or not, we want to hear your stories. So whether it's the way you grew up or just what you're doing, you want to showcase and you're looking for a platform to do so, we have everything ready. Just contact us and please feel free to tell your stories with us and we'll be honored to share them. All right, quick catch up. So if you're new here, Change Narratives is where we sit down with people actually doing the real work. What kind of work, you might ask? Real work to address some of the world's biggest problems, whether it's in business, in social issues, in medicine, in media, whatever you might imagine. We're here to talk to policymakers. We're here to talk to activists, to change makers, to regular citizens. We're here to talk about how change really happens. But most importantly, I'm sure if you can see from our content, we're here to talk about how people are changing the narrative. Change narratives, right? About how people are changing the narrative, and in the sense that they are changing the way we think because they are taking the time and using their skill set to think out of the box. For instance, our first episode with Alex Cole Acosta, Adeskola Costa is the founder of Soul Food Sci-Fi in Atlanta, Georgia. And that episode was pure energy. We talked about how hip-hop connects with people. Most importantly, how hip-hop can be used as a tool to heal people. I love music, so that episode means the world to me, because it's one thing to be in a bad mood and listen to a nice song, or to be heartbroken and to try and find a song that sort of fits the theme. But this time, it's really helping people. It's helping people to heal, is transforming communities, is bringing different people into the conversations about what really affects people. Like, it's really a connecting tool. So I really hope you can see that, because that episode helps us see how art and development work overlap. So please feel free to go on our podcast, to go on YouTube and check them out. Also feel free to check out Soul Food Sci-Fi on Instagram. For some of our posts, we tagged them. We also tagged Alex. Feel free to reach out and please engage with their content, because it's amazing stuff. And I really hope you get on our own platforms to see what we have to offer. And then came Noel. My Rwandan friend, he talks about how climate work and youth participation intersect. Most importantly, he was talking about the youth as change makers, about how peace could really be a tool for development. We might know a bit of stuff about Rwanda's history, and that's why the conversation about peace is very important. But it's not just about Rwanda, it's also across the world. We see on the news what's happening across the world in different countries, in different continents, everywhere. You know, we have to have a conversation about peace. And I think hearing the way Noel talks about it is different. And I hope you get to learn from that episode, because to be honest, as change makers, young people, we're the next generation of change makers, and we're here to redesign systems and keep them alive. We're here to keep telling stories. We're here to keep transforming things, just to ensure that the generation after us can have something to work with. We're driving sustainable change. We're driving youth participation. And we're driving peace as a development tool through this conversation. So I hope you get to listen. Also, it's on our website. Remember, get on Apple Podcasts, get on Spotify, and get on YouTube. All you have to do is type in Change Narratives. That's it. But if you don't even have strength to type in, go on Instagram, check our link tree. It will take you to all of this website so you can engage properly. Third conversation was with our very own Onyedika. Onyedika shared a reflective piece, just like what I'm doing right now. Onyedika talks about his first time in development discourse. So he shares a story. It's his first time in the room, but Onyedika actually came out to be one of the most grounded people I know in that conversation, because he talks about identity and storytelling. He talks about how African creators can navigate authenticity online, how to really bring out the real content, what people want to see and what people have to see, not just sensational content. He took out the time to really reflect. Like, he talked about fear, self-doubt when trying to approach sectors that we're not familiar with. But what is life without risk? What is life without trying something new? And that's what he did. He came out of his comfort zone, went into a room, and then learned so much more. And I can see him already engaging more and more with his work. And one of these days, we'll have him back to share what he's doing so far, and maybe even have him write a piece. Who knows? Like, there's never, I think I love storytelling because there's never a limit to what you can potentially do. Now, it's important to know that each guest has added something different. From systems to personal stories, from climate to hip hop culture, together, we're painting a picture of what change actually looks like when we tell it from lived experiences, from the experiences of people. So now here we are. I'm very excited because we're bringing another story to you. But before I get to that, let me show you the connecting dots. After Onyedika's episode, I'm sure you must have noticed we had an episode with Uba Thomas Uba. Uba Thomas Uba is a senior social protection specialist at the World Bank. And he breaks down what social protection actually means. Like, it goes beyond giving people money and helping marginalized and vulnerable people. But to be able to do that, you have to be able to do some inner work, right? You have to be able to take on a leadership style that looks beyond bureaucracies, that looks beyond different personalities, that looks beyond anything that you could potentially see and starts to look at addressing issues and, most importantly, thinking out of the box to ensure that people have access to the right kind of services. So please take time, really engage with that, because Uba talks about leadership styles, you know, he talks about so much stuff and there's so much to pick up from that. And we even did a summary. So if you don't have time to go look at the interviews, I hope you can go on our Instagram page to look at everything we've posted to see how we summarize his content, how we summarize that interview, and just how it relates to each and every one of us. So I hope you find that interesting and that motivates you to now go on YouTube and to go on Apple Podcasts and Spotify to look at how Uba expresses how he does what he does. And now we're moving on to Mr. Victor Adejo. He's our next guest. He is country director at Synagos Nigeria. How would I describe Victor? Victor is one of those people who would walk into a room, whether you have government people, you have the civil society, you have donors or member of a local community there. However, he'll walk into that room and do something that you wouldn't ordinarily expect, which is the fact that everybody there is talking to each other. But not necessarily talking to each other making small talk, but talking to each other in such a way that they are actually making change, that they become change makers in themselves. But how does he do this? He talks about, in his interview, he talks about inner work, doing the work, just like I mentioned with Uba, doing the work, having a certain level of self-awareness. He also gives examples about what daily practices can actually make development sector collaborations possible. And some of these things can be applied beyond the development sector with businesses, with sports, actually. You know, whatever you are actually engaging with, it's such a strong story. And I was so excited to bring it to life with Victor. He gives actual examples. He talks about how Synagos helps to bring ministries, pharma groups, private companies in one room to ensure that people are not working in silos. That's pretty powerful. So instead of pointing fingers, they have started to share data, they are journaling, you know, they are walking in nature and actually listening to each other. And some of these skills could actually go beyond, you know, the work and into their daily lives and help them in becoming better versions of themselves. I worked at Synagos for a while as a monitoring and evaluation consultant, and I saw firsthand that this works. I saw firsthand that it works when you go out of the box and you start to think. And I can't wait to share this story with you. We're working really, really quickly to bring it to you as soon as possible. But understand that doing the inner work, especially in anything you're doing, is about creating comfort. You're breaking tension and you're building trust before anything else. And you're doing that for you, for the people that you work with, for everyone around you. So now Victor unpacks all of that very beautifully. He talks about empathy, talks about vulnerability, and just how to even apply humor to the whole system. I'm going to skip all of this to just also acknowledge the fact that this was one interview that I got merch from. Yay! I've even been able to bookmark some of the really, really good stuff he talks about with some of his colleagues. So it's a compilation of different interviews done at Synagos and just how they are able to solve problems by region leadership. It's a very different way of working, but I can tell you for a fact that it works. So for instance, I'm just going to quote this line before moving on to the next thing, where he says, "We used the key elements of region leadership, collaboration, partnership, systems thinking and personal reflection, which we call inner work." Ha, it's amazing stuff. So that episode drops right after this one. For the rest of this week, we're going to be dropping bloopers. We're going to be dropping such amazing stuff, but we are really hoping that you engage with a lot of our content, not just by liking, following, and subscribing. You've already done amazing work with that, and we are grateful. We now have 100 or more followers on Instagram. We have a community that is organically growing, and it's really encouraging. So thank you so much. So before I close, I just want to say this: Change Narratives has grown because of you. Like I said in the beginning, every repost, every comment, every DM says, "I felt that." That's what's going on here. We started with two mics, one of them being here, and an idea about how to make things feel human, about how to bring the right people into conversations and have them talk about things that go beyond the policies that they're making or developing and the works that they're doing with NGOs or with governments and stuff like that, but to also look at those people, their personality traits, what makes them tick, and why are they so successful in the sectors and in the fields that they represent. So, like I said, the website and blog are open. Please send in your own stories. The next episode is going to be titled Building Bridges, The Power of Empathy and Connection in Community Leadership, featuring Mr. Victor Adejo of Synagos Nigeria. So please, if you haven't done so already, go on our YouTube, go on our Apple Podcast, Spotify, and put on your post notifications so that you can see it when it comes in. We're very excited. The same way you engaged with Uba's interview about social protection systems, we believe that this story is equally as powerful, just as the rest of them have been. So please go back if you haven't caught the rest of our previous ones, or wait for this one to come out and then learn and then circle back. However you want to learn from it, please go ahead to do so. And if you want to do some sort of writing, you can contribute to the blog. Go on changenarratives.org, www.changenarratives.org, and send a short note on the contact page. We don't sleep. We're here to hear back from you. We're only here to serve. So tell us whatever story you want to tell, what question you're trying to answer. We can even help you develop a story. We can help you plan one. It can be about anything. It could be about your person. It could be how you're able to achieve anything you have achieved in life through personal relationships. Or it could be about technical issues and complex topics and complex issues that we have around the world. It could be about governance, health, gender, climate, entrepreneurship, anything that fits into the theme of refining systems, whether you're reclaiming voices or you're just doing something to reshape Africa or the world at large. So please, take this episode as a small moment to celebrate how far we've come. From the first episode with Alex to Noel to Onyedika to Uba to Victor, we're here to remind ourselves that we started from somewhere, because real change doesn't really happen like that. It starts with all those slow, honest, sometimes messy conversations, but real. At Change Narratives, we're trying to keep things as authentic and natural as possible. So once again, thank you for listening, for watching, for being part of this family, for building this with me. I am Dumebi, and this is Change Narratives, where we keep connecting the dots between systems, people, stories, everything. And I cannot wait to see you in the next episode. Thank you so much and have a wonderful day.